Get your Bibles out this morning. Let us begin to study together this morning. I hope all of you have gotten your little sheet on the book of Exodus. It's where we are today, the book of Exodus. Today, we're going to begin our study together in the book of Exodus this morning. But before we go there, I want you to open your Bible. I want to give you three things here that I think are very important in relationship to understanding the 66 books of the Bible. Here we go again. I'm being redundant repetitiously, because you're going to see in a minute, if we don't understand this here, brother, we're not going to be blessed. Amen. As to why we're here, the first question that we need to ask this morning, why are we here? And open your Bible to John 4 and 24. And I want to begin John 4 and 24. We're here this morning for one reason only, and that is to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. Number one, to worship, give all adoration and praise to Jehovah God as we worship God in spirit and in truth. If you had John 4:24, the Bible said God is a spirit, and they that worship him must, you don't have a choice, and you must worship him in spirit, and that's a small s, that's the attitude. The way you receive the word of God, then grab the word which is able to save our soul, and in truth. And underline that word, and in truth, because you're going to see it again and again as to why we're here. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm not here for you to say he sure preached good. That is because, see, you can preach good but not be in truth. Amen. But we are to worship God in spirit and in truth. If you got your Bibles, will you write Philippians 2:12? Philippians chapter 2:12 by John 4:24. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 12. And Philippians 2:12, the second reason why we're here, Hebrews 9:27. That is an appointed man wants to die, and after that comes the judgment day. Amen. But in doing so, Philippians 2:12 says, wherefore, my beloved, as you have already obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. And this is what I want you to see. I want us to see that we are here to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And the reason why we need to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling is because Galatians 6:5, by that word own, for every man shall bear his own burden. By the word own, just write Galatians 6:5, every man must bear his own burden. That is to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That's the reason why, brother, when you look up here, you see 66, amen. That is the 39 of the old, 27 of the new. You got the 5:12, 5:17. We'll talk about this, the law, John 1:17, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, to get saved in the book of Acts, number one. These 21 books here from Romans to Jude is where we worship God in spirit and in truth, and where we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, but it's all guided by truth. So if you got your book there, that's what you should be knowing. That's what you should understand, Ephesians 5:17, to know in order for us to be transformed. And I'll say it one more time. Here we go again. You got your 5:12 to 5:17 that points to Jesus, to the good news of the gospel, to be saved, to be added to the church of Christ, to know how to live, to be able to work out your salvation. The only way you're going to work out your salvation, you got to get saved, amen. To believe in who Jesus is, amen. That is to live here so you can go to heaven over here. So you got your sheet, write heaven, write live. Right, save and believe. That's how you should see it. You believe to be saved, to know how to live in order to go to heaven. Amen. That is Galatians 6:5. Work out your own salvation. That is the reason why we're here. That constitutes the 27. I'm being repetitiously, But let me give you a third reason. Third reason is everybody want to be blessed. Amen. How you doing? I'm blessed. Well, are you blessed? By spirit and in truth, amen, by authority, by the word of God. Because guess what? The devil blessed too, amen. You got two forces in the world. You got right and wrong, amen. You got the devil and you got God, amen. There's no in-between ground. But everybody want to be blessed, amen. But over in Galatians chapter 3, and I'm going to go with you because you were here at Sunday school this morning, amen. But in Galatians 3, amen, I want you to see it. In verse 9, I'm going to back it back up, okay? But see, this is here. It's within the 21, amen. See, this is within the 21. That's the reason why we started from Genesis, going through Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, am I right? To Joshua, to Judges, to 1 Samuel. Amen. See, that's the reason why we're going to these books. We've got Ruth for 1 Samuel. See, so that we can know over here how to live over here. Amen. You with me? So, you go to Galatians 3 and 9. Everybody want to be blessed. If you got your Bible, underline what he said here in verse number 9. So then, look at that word, they. Who are they? Look at that plural pronoun. Who are they? That's a good question. Amen. Let's define who a day is. The day are those who believed who Jesus were, who were saved. Acts 2:47, the Lord added them to his church. Now we are living right. Amen. You with me? Why? Because of the 66 books of the Bible. Amen. Did you know the Bible was written for a purpose? You got 66 books for a purpose. See, everybody can't be blessed if you're not in compliance to the word of God, amen. So when you see what he's saying over here, look what he said. Look at your Bible here. Galatians 3 and 9. So then they, who are they? Let's define that. They are who are saved. Because see, if you're not saved, you need to stop the book of Acts because Romans ain't no good to you. Amen. Sometimes people try to defend what they believe in denominationalism to me. And they'll go to a book past Roman. I said, well, stop. You can't go there. Because that ain't for you. Because number one, you got to get saved first. Based on Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. Amen. And we're going to see that. You remember last week we talked about the seed, the enmity, the bruising, the head, the heel. In relationship, we're going to see it, amen. See, you got to understand this to understand this. Amen. See? So when you say, so then they, and you know what I like to do, brother? I like to make my Bible personal. And by that word they, I write my name. Because I know I'm saved, amen. 1 John 5:13 says, these things were written that you may know. Somebody asks you the question, you going to heaven? Yeah, I'm going to heaven. I'm not going to say, well, I want to go. I plan to go. I know I'm going, amen. You know why I know I'm going? Because the reason why Jesus came. Luke 19:10, seek and save that which was lost. The reason why he built the church. His church. Upon the right, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against. Why? So that ecclesia that called our body, would that be that vehicle where we get in. And I know, based on the perfect law of liberty, James 1:25, that if I live right, according to Romans through Jude, brother, I'm going to heaven. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. Amen. I'm going away to prepare a place for you. That where I am, you can come. Amen. Amen. I know that. Amen. So when I say, by that word, day, write your name. Now, if you ain't in that 21 compliance, don't you lie on God. Don't you put your name down there and know you ain't got no ticket. Amen. Amen. Y'all with me? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Come on now, understand. Because everybody want to be blessed. People put on their cell phones, be blessed, buy the best. Or have a blessed day. See, but they don't want to comply. Amen. So then they which be of faith, see, you got to be of faith. Of is a preposition that shows ownership. Amen. See, our faith are blessed with faith for Abraham. So let's go back and see what he's saying here very quickly. And this is what I want you to underline. Here we go. Then we go to Exodus. Number one, he said here, verse 2, he said, this only would I learn of you, receive you the Spirit, right, John 4:24, of the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. That's two ways you can be. Either you can be on this side or you can be on this side. Either you can live by the law or you can live by the Spirit. Amen. Or you can be in the world or you can be saved. Or you can be in the church of Christ or you can be lost. Amen. That's the choice he makes. He said, you have a choice. Either you can be by the law because they want to go back to the law. Amen. Or you can be by faith. He said, are you so foolish that having begun in the Spirit, right, Acts 2.38, but Acts 2.38, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. When we were baptized, bear with him in baptism, to rise to walk in newness of life, Romans 6:3-4, at that point, we received that perfect law of liberty with just the Holy Spirit, and guess what, folks, the Holy Spirit is? It's the 66 books. Amen. This the Holy Spirit. Heard a man say, I want all the Holy Ghost I can get. Well, you can get all you can get. Here it is, right here. 66 books. It's the 512, 517, the 41, 21, and 1. Amen. 39 plus 27, 66. That's the whole Holy Ghost right here. Amen. Am I right? Y'all with me? See, and guess what about that Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost ain't gonna lie on Jesus, and Jesus ain't gonna lie on the Father because they all are one. Amen. And they're not going to contradict one another. Amen. And what the Holy Spirit said, Jesus is going to stand by it. Amen. So if you can't find it in the book, wrong. Amen. Right or wrong? If you can't find it in the 66 book, leave it alone. Amen. See, but if you make the wrong decision, what you do, look at verse 4, underline that word, is vain. Matthew 15:9, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Then draw right down to verse 6, because Abraham believed God, and because he believed God, he was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify, and underline that word, heathen. Because at one time we were heathens, amen. Because we're here today, not because we've been so good, but it's by the grace of God, amen? Because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, amen? There are none righteous, no, not one, through faith, preached before the gospel to Abraham, saying, indeed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Then here we go. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faith for Abraham. So let's go back and look at it very quickly. Here we go. The Spirit, amen, which is faith, which we obey, see, and if you don't obey it, what you do is in vain. Amen? Now, are you foolish to have received the Spirit of truth? Amen. Or are you foolish to be of Abraham's seed, which impute righteousness, but what you do because you hold on to the world, you are in vain? Well, number one, you can't be blessed. Amen. Hello. Now see, some of y'all done missed it. And I understand why. Luke 8:11, the seed is the word of God. Amen. And the seed can only penetrate, and every seed produced of its own kind. Amen. And if the soil is not good, or if the seed can't penetrate, what I'm saying, you don't understand. Amen. See, one more place here. Look at verse number 5. See, look at verse number 5. He said, he therefore that minister to you the Spirit. You know what that word minister means? We learn how to serve. See, if you're guided by the Spirit, when you're guided by faith, because you've been imputed unto righteousness based on the seed of Abraham, and we are the seed of Abraham, amen. Number one, Christians know how to act. So when I see you acting a fool, or they see me acting a fool, you ain't guided by the proper spirit. Sometimes we say, I just don't know what's wrong with my children. They're a fool. They got about the wrong spirit. I don't know why my husband acting that way. I do. He got about the wrong spirit. Because see, if you got truth in your life, when you hold on to that spirit that you got when you were baptized and God gave you the spirit, when you make right decisions, because you've been imputed unto righteousness, see, through the seed of Abraham. Look what he said here. Wait a minute, y'all. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. See, wait a minute. Ain't no way in, it's not no way in the world that the seed of Abraham, and we're going to see it. That's what we're going to see. That traveled all the way down, until Jesus came, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, amen.
Yes,
am I right?
Yes,
am I right?
Right?
And the reason why I'm saying that, brother, God, look at him. See that seed of Genesis 3:15?
Yes,
the enmity, the warfare?
Yes,
that the devil said, I'm going to crush you. I'm going to trample down. And the devil said, I'm lying in wait. And guess what the devil saying right today? I'm going to get you this week, John. I'm lying and well, I'm going to get you, Belinda. That devil still, that sick, same roaring lion, sick of whom he made about. That devil got me last week. He rolled me by. I said, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But thank God for Jesus, because he was the superior one, the one that had power, control, and authority. He crushed the lesser one. Let me tell you something, folks. When you get your mind right, when you get your understanding right, when you know those 66 books of the Bible and you that perfect law guides you, the devil don't have no control over you. Amen? Amen? Y'all with me? Go to Ephesians 4:30 right quick. I got to hurry up, y'all. Oh, boy, I'm having me a good time. My pants don't fall off. Well, I'm going to buy me some suspenders this week. But Ephesians 4:30, I want you to see what the Bible says. See, because we are blessed, amen, and because we are blessed, and because we live within the 21 up here, amen. See, look what it says in Ephesians 4:30. You got it, Brother Frazier. Read what it says. Whoa. You know what that means? Say it one time, sorry.
Do not grieve.
Go ahead.
Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh. Okay, you know what that means right there? Listen to what he said. Straighten up a little bit. Because we believed and got saved, and because we're guided by truth, we're guided by the Spirit, and we made the right choice not to serve the law or the world, but to serve the spirit of faith and live according to the 21 book. See, a lot of people come to church, and that's all you do. Because you leave the same way you came. You came cussing and you leave cussing. Some of you husbands, I fussed until you saw me and said, hey. Y'all with me? So I had to walk front and back so you can see me.
Make it plain, bro.
See, y'all come to church, but you don't understand John 4:24. You understand Philippians 2:12. You want to be blessed, but you can't be blessed because you grieve the Holy Spirit. That is, he says in Galatians 3, he said, why are you foolish when you have received the Spirit from the beginning, but you choose the law versus truth? Or you choose the world versus truth? See, grieving the Holy Spirit is to know the word, but you do it in or out. You don't make no change in your life. And it scares me that we come to church, but we come for the wrong reason. And that's the reason why the devil has made church pageantry. That's the reason why he has full orchestration. That's the reason why he make it seem like you're at the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center. Because it's so pretty. Instead of you sitting up there looking at a fat preacher that got a big mouth, or you could be listening to praise dancers, beautiful singing. And some of our singing, even though it's in truth, because of Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, 1 Corinthians 14:15, we sing according to truth. Amen. But some of us can't carry a note in the bucket. But it's still done in truth. It don't matter. It don't matter how we sound. Kathy, you both be singing soprano, but you sing an alto. See, when you're listening to the different parts, you're missing the reason why we sing. We sing to make melody in our heart to the Lord, to teach and admonish one another with the fruit of the lips. So James 13 said we can have joy. Did you not know that? How can you do it when a pianist is taking the place of your voice? Hello? So what I'm saying is, brother, see, when you look at grieving the Holy Spirit, see, grieving the Holy Spirit is when the scriptures are being taught, well, you're going to be antagonistic toward the spirit, scriptures, because see, that ain't what you want. That ain't what you want to hear. It's your deal. Preachers preach what you want to hear. You know why they preach what you want to hear? Because number one, the preacher messed up. Because number one, he's in violation. Because he wants the preaching job to be a J-O-B, which it's not. I think the Bible said preach the gospel in season and out of season. Reprove, correct, amen. See, I mean, I'm going to hear the preacher whether you like it or not, amen. See, I ain't got to worry about it. Yeah, don't you come to me. People have came to me and said, I want you to apologize. For what? What you say. I said, what'd I say? Did I say something wrong? I don't like what you said, so. Now, if I'm wrong, I'll correct it. Want to jump. If I'm wrong, I'll correct it. But I don't apologize for truth. So grieving the Holy Spirit is the word is preached. 66 is preached. The 39 is preached. The 27 is preached. But when it comes to you, you reject it. That is that you don't apply it because Ephesians 5:17, you understand 1 John 5:13 to know to be able to make transformation in your life. So you grieve him, you sadden him, you hurt him. That's the reason why he gave us the perfect law of liberty so we can know how to live in the 21 books. Amen. Do you want to live like the rest of the world? We live in a terrible world. But read what it says.
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
See, listen to what he said. See, once, listen to him now. You understand the Spirit. Once you get saved by the gospel, amen, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you live and get added to the church, the church that he built, and then you live according to the 21 books. He said, if you don't grieve the Holy Spirit and be blessed with truth by the spirit of faith, based on the promise of Abraham, that in our seed should all nations of the earth be blessed, well, he's simply saying here, brother, God's going to put a seal around you, can't know how to penetrate. And you know what? Sometimes I stand up and I turn around. What you turn around for? I'm looking at my seal. Make sure my seal ain't broken. Because long as I know, I don't care what happened in this world on your job. I don't care what happened in this world. God ain't going to put no more on you than what you can bear. Because we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now you can break that seal. Every man got the bad on burden. Go and say fire. You know how you break it? When you grieve the Holy Spirit. And the only way you're going to grieve the Holy Spirit, if you're part of the 21, when you sin and you don't repent of that sin, and you that sin reign in your mortal body. Or why would you do that when you got the blood of Jesus Christ? It's free. Amen. See, and that's the point that we're saying here. Y'all with me? Okay, get the sheet out. Now, it's good to be saved, y'all.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
It's good to be saved, y'all.
Amen.
All right, so here we are. Amen. Here we are. You got your books? Amen. Genesis. What we saw. I want you to see it that way. Creation. Perfection. And that is, everything that God made was good. Amen. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, made something from nothing, and that's perfection. Can't nobody create something. We can make things, but we can't create things. See? So perfection there, that is Genesis 3, the fall. If you got your sheet, I didn't put the scriptures on there intentionally, but I want you to write them on there. Chapter 1, perfection. Chapter 2, flood. That when they sinned, they repented of God, that he made man, and that he said he was going to destroy the world with water. But one man found grace in his eyesight, a man named Noah. That's when decline and the fall of men. That is, through the flood came for purification purposes. Same way today. We are purified when we are baptized in him, bear with him in the water grave of baptism, to rise to walk in newness of life. That is, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. So you got chapter 1, you got chapter 3, you got chapter 3. Through Abraham 12:1, you got the promise that in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. That is, through Jacob, Genesis 17, through the 12 tribes of Israel. Amen. That is, he had 12 tribes, but Jesus, Genesis 4:9, the scepter would not depart. That Jesus was born through that fourth son, which was the tribe of Judah, through Joseph's preservation, to Exodus chapter 1:1. Amen? So what you see is simply this. As you begin to study the Bible, you see, number one, you see through Adam, through Eve, through Cain, the Noah, through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, till we are right now, to the day we're going to begin here, Exodus 1:1, the deliverance are calling out. What you're going to see as you look at your sheet there, you're going to look at that concept of what we're talking about in relationship to those points. And I want you to understand that. And that's the reason why I put them there. Amen. Because see, if you don't understand that, brother, you're really not going to understand what we're talking about here in relationship to understanding that sheet that I gave you that had the seed, that enmity, the bruising of the heel and the head, and understanding what this means here, to the point of where we are right here. And see, that's the reason why people grieve the Holy Spirit, because they don't understand this. You with me? They don't have no clue what we're talking about here when we're talking about that concept. And look at your sheet. I'm going to go with you one more time. That creation perfection. Just write Genesis 1 there. That is, through the fall, because they disobeyed God. See? That in repenting him that he made man, that he was going to destroy the whole world with water, but they found one man, his name was Noah. Amen. To the point was that flood purified them. Same way, we are purified through the water of grave of baptism, through the promise of Abraham, that in that seed, in which we all are descendants of Abraham. Amen. That is, imputed righteousness through the promise, the immutability of God, that God cannot lie. Hello? That is, through Jacob, the development of the promise through the 12 sons of Jacob. Amen. See, if you're a really good student, you go back and you look at Ishmael through Abraham. And then you'll wonder why they're acting a fool over yonder. Hello? Amen? See, one thing about President Obama, he can bomb all he wants to, but he sure can't change God's word. And get what? They're going to be fighting from now on. Hello? And that's a lesson in itself. See, to Genesis 17 to Genesis 49, that is that we get read here to Exodus 1:1, that there arose a king, not know Joseph, that is when they got in Egyptian bondage. See, and that's where we are there. You with me? So when I go through this here, see, if you don't understand this, you're not going to understand the Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, because see, this is what it is. You got Genesis beginning, you got Exodus deliverance of bondage, you got Leviticus are called out, am I right? To the numbering, amen, of the children of Israel, am I right? To the blessing of Joshua, till you get to Judges, amen, to Ruth, the first Samuel, that is, to watch this seed come all the way here. Because the devil's main objective was to bruise the head of Jesus. Amen. Am I right? And we're going to see. Matter of fact, open your Bible to Genesis chapter 2. Exodus chapter 2. Those thought he had won again. All right? Because in Exodus, get what, y'all? I ain't going to finish this today. 2:22 or 1:22, look what happened. See, the devil always been busy. And see, the devil knew that if he could stop the seed from coming, through the bruising of the seed, to enmity, to kill the head, the Church of Christ never would have came. That is, if the devil would have stopped Jesus from coming in the world, because see, the only reason why Jesus came in the world, because Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, sin had to be paid for. And what you see in the 39 books of the Old Testament, you see a promise of the seed to come, that I will put the enmity between thy seed and what it is, you're going to see a conflict, a warfare going on between God's seed and the devil's seed. So when you go to Exodus 1:1, look what's being said here. It says, so Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, Exodus chapter 1:22. Now, where do you get that? Because I want you to see it. Because I want to make a point that the immutability of God is God would not lie. So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, every son who is born, you shall cast into the river. And every daughter, you shall save alive. Well, question. Why would Pharaoh issue a decree for all male babies to die? Because see, if all male babies would die, guess what? The seed is stopped. Jesus never would have came into the world. There wouldn't be no Church of Christ. We all would be lost. You would need 21 books. Probably it wouldn't have made no difference. What you going to need 21 books to live when you ain't got no church to live within? But thank God. Thank God for God, for God's amazing grace. That baby that the mama put into the little water, y'all seen the story? It was flown down the river. The sister did it. Y'all remember the story? And Pharaoh's daughter saw it and heard the baby crying. And she went to see who that baby was. They didn't know that's the baby they should have been killing. But by the grace of God, y'all hear what I'm saying? See, if you understand bruise, If you understand enmity, that in warfare, man, we serve a good God. Amen. That Pharaoh, who is he, ended up calling that baby grandson. Amen. Y'all saw the Baron walk up to me. You know what he said? Granddad. Now, y'all would laugh, but it made me feel so good. He hobbled up to me, hopped in my lap, said, he called me Granddad. I don't know why he called me. He used to call me Nanu. He went from Nanu to Granddad. I don't know what he's going to be calling me 3 months from now. Because I love that little boy. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the way Pharaoh had to have loved Moses. But the baby that he should have been killing, y'all with me? And y'all, we ain't got truth? And you tell me God ain't in this? Amen? And guess what? He didn't separate the mama from the baby. Because that's who raised him. They brought his mama into Pharaoh's house and she raised him. Amen? See, y'all gonna miss it in a minute. Because see, when we get on down there and we get to seeing the 10 plagues and the Passover and the redemption, all in there, relationship to God's grace and mercy. See, you're gonna see why the book of Exodus is a deliverance book. Amen? Amen? You're going to see that in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So let's look at it very quickly. So here we go. Exodus 1:1. This is what I want you to see. Exodus 1:1. This is what you need to underline. Exodus chapter 1 and verse 8. And this is what I want you to underline, because this says, now that I wrote a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. Because up until that point, they all had favor. Amen? See, they all had favor. And let me tell you something about that word favor. Everybody say, I got favor. To be favored, you got to be blessed. That's a privilege, amen? For being in the 21, amen. Am I right? That's the reason why he said, I'm so surprised that you have received the Spirit from the beginning. Why are you so soon left it? I'm surprised when you got baptized and added to the body of Christ. Why are you acting that way? Amen. I'm surprised at you, amen. Because we're blessed and we got favor, bro. We've been imputed unto righteousness based upon the seed, amen. So when you go to Exodus 1 and verse 8, and I want you to mark it in your Bible. Because the Bible says, now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. Did not know Joseph. So what you see here is on your sheet, the author's Moses is written between 1450, and this is the dates I want you to see. Go to 1 Samuel 1:6, because over 1 Samuel 1 and 6, all right, We're going to see here what I'm talking about here in relationship to understanding the tabernacle. Because we're going to spend a lot of time with the outer courts and inner courts of the tabernacle, a place of dwelling in relationship to tying the tabernacle to Hebrews 8 and 9. See, and tying it into worship, amen. And the reason why I want you to see it, because over here in Exodus chapter 1, I mean, 1 Samuel chapter, 1 Kings 6:1. But friends, you got it. 1 Kings 6:1, it says here that Solomon began to build a temple 480 years after they left Egypt. Okay? And that's 1 Kings 6:1. All right? And I want you to note that. And what I want you to note it on your sheet here, on the back side of your sheet here, just put that there, because when we get there, we're going to talk about that when we get to the tabernacle. That's the latter part of the book of Exodus. You got a little example here of the outer courts and the inner courts, the most holy, the holiest holy, and the holy of holy, in relationship to the high priest. And we're going to get there. Won't be today, but we're going to get there, okay? And the reason why that is because, see, you're not going to see, you're not going to understand Passover. You're not going to understand redemption in relationship to all that they went to. Amen. Before they even went into Leviticus, even before they went into Deuteronomy, even before they went into Joshua, the blessings they went through the wandering through the wilderness of the 40 years to appreciate the goodness of God. Amen. So you got to understand that in relationship to the tabernacle worship there. And guess what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to tell you where the tabernacle, Ark of the Tabernacle is today. All right? All right? In relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Talk to me, I'm here to preach, I'm here to teach you. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if y'all sleep, wake up. Because it sure ain't my fault. So what did it say in 1 Kings 6 1, bro? Yeah.
And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
In the 4th year of Solomon's reign over Israel.
Okay, that's all I want you to see. Denote and underline that the beginning. Gone another 967 years. See, 967 years to the building of the temple, and you add 967 to 480, and you're coming to close to 447. Now you say, what significant that has to do with it? It has a lot to do with it when you understand scheme of redemption. It has a whole lot to do with it when you understand scheme of redemption. And what that simply means here, see, we see it here. See, and we see it here, relationship to right here, amen, 1 Kings 6, 1, in relationship to the tabernacle, and you're going to understand a little bit more in relationship to scheme of redemption, in relationship to the seed promise. You with me? Let's write those dates in there, and we're going to spend a little more time when we get over there to understand that concept. You with me? See, don't be hard here, just listen to me. 480. Plus 967. Because you know they count backwards, right? You understand? See, you cut all the way backwards, all the way up to here, you get the one. See? AD. This BC, right? So the years went backwards. Y'all with me? See, the years went backwards. See? Then when it got around to grace and truth, John 1:17, it began one, amen, until we are now, see, 2013. You with me? So that's the way you see it. See, now, if you who understand exponents and all that stuff, just think of negative and positive. Well, I don't understand exponents, so I can't stand negative and positive. But I do know that it began here. See, and that's the reason why when you hear TV and they tell you, we got Dallas souls that live, Flintstone live, they're a lie. Because the world ain't that old. See, how in the world dinosaurs are going to be a million years old and the world ain't been around that long? Now, who are you going to believe, Fred Flintstone or the Bible? Amen. Am I right? And that's the point that we need to understand. Y'all with me so far? You with me? Because if you're not, I'm going to stop and I'll go over it. Because see, if you ain't getting it now, you're going to miss it when you get all the way around to here somewhere. Now, I'm not going detailed. If we be detailed, I'll be a long time. You understand? But I'm just giving you the overview, amen? A lot of y'all already read Exodus, right? Amen? See, I'm behind. So I need to be through with Exodus right now. So I can go to Leviticus next week. But that's all right. I'd rather go slow so you can understand than to go fast and don't understand. Does that make sense? Because we ain't in no hurry, amen? Right. And see, and right dividing the word of truth, okay? Let me read one more thing, then we'll stop. But look what it says. The purpose is to be a reminder of God's redemptive act. And by the way, redemptive act, I want you to write Exodus 12 and 13. God's redemptive act. You got that? Hebrews 12 and 13. And also I want you to write 1 Corinthians 5, 7. And we'll get that next week. And his care and direction toward the cloud of day and pillar of fire at night, doing his people wilderness wandering on the way to Canaan. And by the word pillar of light, just write 1321. Just write right on your sheet, 1321. And we'll get that later. Okay? All right? Am I say it again? Okay. Exodus 12, 13 through redemptive and Passover and 1 Corinthians 5, 7. And then by pillar of fire night, write 1321. That is the book of Exodus. We'll hit that next week. It showed that God did not forget the promise of Genesis 12, 2. And by the word 12, 2, write the promise of the seed of God. It revealed how God raised up Moses as the great liberator and lawgiver for his people. It relates to Passover and points forward to Jesus, the Lamb of God, who take away the sins of the world. And this is what I want you to write down. Here we go again. I want you to write down by it relates to Passover, that is Exodus chapter 12, John 1, 29, Hebrews 8. And we're going to talk about it, y'all. I guarantee that. Because what I'm going to show you is this here. That in the book of Exodus, he's our redemptive to be our Passover, to be our Lamb of God. That is, that he came to die, to suffer. That is, in order for him to be the great high priest and lawgiver, that we all might be priests. Amen. And guess what? We as priests can marry. You know, it's a religion around here telling priests they can't marry. I ain't gonna call no names. Amen. And let me tell you something. When God give you something, everything that God made was good. Amen. Am I right? And marriage is honorable. Amen. So why are they gonna tell you you can't have no wife when you can't find it nowhere in God's word? I grew up as a Catholic. And when I was a Catholic, we couldn't eat no meat on Friday. And I was the only Catholic in my whole neighborhood. And all my friends had hot dogs and hamburgers on Friday. But I couldn't eat no meat. And I waited all my life not eating meat on Friday. When they offered me, you want a hot dog? And I always been greedy. I could have said, yeah. I'm still mad about that. Ain't that something? I'm ignorant. My mama asked me, boy, you better not eat no meat. I'm going to whoop you. She said, you know you ain't got no meat eating no meat. And then later on, they changed it and said, now you can eat meat on Friday except during Lent. Didn't I tell you, if it ain't in the book, don't use it? You got to have understanding, amen? That's what I'm trying to teach us. Call all these folks, all these man-made religions and doctrines of devils. Y'all believe all that stuff and get hooked up on all that stuff, all messed up. Y'all get all y'all money to these preachers. They ride around in Cadillacs, y'all walking. That don't make no sense. I never could understand. You buy your preacher a Cadillac, you catch the Cadillac, you catching the bus. That don't make no sense. Shake your head. He no better than you. Buy his own Cadillac. Amen. Well, bring me all your credit cards and lay them at the altar. You're going to be out of debt. Somebody told me, I said, well, when you went home, were you debt free? I don't know. 3 weeks later, I'm still getting bills. Where your credit card? I gave it to him. Did he use it? See, that's what I'm talking about. You better know how to live within them 21 books and quit being hoodwinked and fooled by these jive-leg, jack-leg preachers. I don't apologize for that neither. I'm out of time. But let me finish reading this here. I'm about through. Now, y'all got to go ahead on. Okay, so I say, write down John 1:29. You got that down? Exodus 12, John 1:29, and John 1:17. Then it says here that it contains the law which imposed heaven demands on chosen people, and it gives details of the tabernacle which prefigures seven part of the features of Christian faith. And that's what we're going to do here with this little chart here. See, this is what we're going to see in this little chart here. That is, you got the inner core and you got the outer core right here. And we're going to go in there and we're going to look at all of that in relationship to the Ark of the Covenant, all the incense, the table of showbread, that is, the golden lampstand. And then I'm going to tell you what each of them represent under the old, then under grace and truth. Because all this was brought into our worship today. One thing, showbread, amen. Am I right? One thing, the labor, amen. I mean, that's the washing, that's the purification, am I right? And we're going to talk about that toward the end of the book of Exodus. So I got to tell you all this here, so when you get to Leviticus, you're going to understand. Right? Okay. Y'all with me? All right. I'll be in the back if any of you got questions. Is that good enough for y'all? Now, if your book not updated, please see Brother Brown. Raise your hand, Brother Brown. We're in week 13. We begin the last four or five chapters of Judges. And then I think Tuesday, we're going to Ruth. And then Wednesday, we'll start 1 Samuel. Is that right? Okay? So please stay up to date. Here's your book right here. And make sure your book is up to date. You should have 13 analyses. And on Wednesday night, I'll give you Ruth. And I'll give you 1 Samuel, the outline. Okay, I give you that as well as your Ruth and 1 Samuel analysis. Okay, we'll have it for you Wednesday. If we don't see you Wednesday, you can get it Sunday, okay? But we'll give you that. But make sure your book is up to date, because we don't want you to get behind, amen, with your book. But I'm telling you, one of these books, if you don't have a book, see me. Get you one. You need it. This is going to be worth $1 million. Spiritual. Now y'all think I'm playing? This is gonna be something. Amen. Amen. Now I will warn you, if anybody wants to see it, if you ain't part of 21, you don't need it. Amen. And that's the point. If you be here today, you need to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're here today, you're not a Christian, you need to become a Christian. You hear the word of God, Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing him, by the word of God. You believe what you hear. Jesus said that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You little repent of your sin, Luke 13:3. Or you're just going to perish. You must make that confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And you got to be buried with him in the water grave of baptism. You got to be buried to walk in newness of life. If you're here today, you want to be a saved, you want to be part of the 21, you want to be a part of the book of Acts where the saved are, to live, to go to heaven, that's what you got to do. So if you're here today, come right now as we stand there, we sing.